Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, come on, can y'all just rock with him? Come on, just lean with him. If you know God is a good God, and he brought you through prayer, hallelujah. Come on and wave your hand, hallelujah. If you thank God for seeing you through this prayer.
Good evening. You're now tuned in to the Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show with your host, James Brown, Jr.
Well, well, well. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. It is once again a privilege and an honor to be with you all on today, which is Saturday, June 7th, 2014. I thank God for another opportunity to share with you all who are tuned in on today to this worldwide listening audience, to the radio show, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God radio show. And again, I am your host, Brother James Brown. We have two great people coming up on my show today. And my very first one, I don't want to give that away right now, but first of all, as we always do, I'm jumping ahead of myself. I'm excited about my guest on today. But we want to do things decently and in order. As we always do, we always go to God's throne first. But before we do that, I want to personally thank all those who have tuned in from day one of my show up to this current time. I do appreciate each one of you for tuning in and listening to this show faithfully. And I pray that God will bless each one of you and that you will share the news about this internet radio show. Are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God to your friends and neighbors and coworkers and church members so they can, too, enjoy what God has given to me and all of my guests that he has me to bring on this show? And, again, I just thank you for tuning in to today's show, which is Saturday, June 7, 2014. So right now we're going to approach God's throne of grace through prayer. It's once again, Heavenly Father, we come giving your name praise. We come to give you glory and honor, Heavenly Father, because we know who are saved in Jesus' name. We know that you are truly worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we come seeking and asking for your forgiveness of all of our sins and our transgressions. But we know, Heavenly Father, that only you can forgive and truly forgive us of all of our sins. Heavenly Father, we come asking that you would continue to have mercy upon us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy towards each one of us. We know that we are not worthy. We're not deserving. Heavenly Father, that we know that you have anointed each one of us to do a certain task in the kingdom, work that has been assigned to our hands. Heavenly Father, in order for us to complete our job for you successfully, we know that we need to approach you daily and ask for forgiveness of our sins because we all come short of your glory on a daily basis. Your word tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So therefore, we need forgiveness. So right now, we ask that you would wash us in the blood of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would anoint us anew, continue to strengthen us in our faith, that we would continue to be the assets that you have called for us to be in these last and evil days, that we would be able to draw souls to Jesus Christ, to be fishers of men, and that we would bear good fruit for the kingdom of God, that you would be glorified in Jesus' name. And, oh God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting up all those who may be sick and afflicted in their bodies, who may be listening in on this radio show today all over the land. You know who they are, Heavenly Father. You know where they are. And you know what they stand in need of. And, oh, God, we know that you are right now, God. You're everywhere at the same time. And we know that you can touch, heal, and deliver. And we stand under your word that by your stripes, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are already healed. We're declaring it and decreeing it to be so for all those who are listening, who are standing in faith, that they are healed right now in Jesus' name. And then, oh, God, right now we also lift up all those who are bereaved. Right now, continue to comfort and strengthen as only you can. Oh, God, we thank you for the life and the legacy of Maya Angelou. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will continue to bless her family, continue to strengthen them, and bless her memory and spirit, that her legacy will carry on throughout generations to come for your glory. Now, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will continue to bless those who are listening in on this internet radio show today. You know what we all stand in need of. You promised that you will supply all of our needs by your riches and glory, which is by Christ Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. And we give your name praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. So we ask that you would be with us on today's show, Heavenly Father, that you would use each guest in the way that you have anointed them, that they would come forth, that, Heavenly Father, that you would get the glory and out of each testimony, and as they share what you have done through them, Heavenly Father, that as your vessels in the earth, that you alone would get the glory. And we know that it's not about us. It's about Jesus Christ, and we're just so grateful to be a part of your kingdom and be assigned to kingdom work here on the earth, that you alone will get the glory. And it is in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Once again, I come to say thank you for listening in on today. Food for thought, as you all know, we always do a food for thought. And today's food for thought, it kind of ties in with the Bible lesson on today. So I'm asking all those who are tuned in, as I always do, you need to get your Bibles and pens and paper ready, because after I finish with my two guests, we always go into the Word of God. And so our Bible lesson for today is walk in love and forgiveness. But our food for thought for today kind of ties in with that subject, and it says Calvary reveals the seriousness of our sins and the vastness of God's love. Isn't that wonderful to know? That is so powerful, I have to say that again. Food for thought for today is Calvary reveals the seriousness of each one of our sins and the vastness of God's agape love. I have to put that agape love in there, because can nobody love like God can? Well, we just are going to go forward right now, and I'm going to bring forth my very first guest. I am very pleased to announce to the worldwide listening audience, we have a legendary gospel singer, a legend in her own time and a field in the work of ministry through music and song, and she is none other than the world-famous legendary gospel singer, Miss Tessie Hill Ackey. Miss Tessie Hill, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Well, praise the Lord. It is so. I have been looking forward to having you on the show, and you have been such a blessing to me through your music, through your ministry, through your songs for many, many years, and I never had a chance to tell you that. And through your singing, I have come a long way by the grace of God through your singing. And so I just want to let you know that I'm grateful for the Lord using you as a vessel to bring forth his word through ministry that can uplift the body of Jesus Christ. So we thank you for being a guest on today's show. And Ms. Tessie Hill, I would like to ask you, if first of all, before we go into the rest of your interview, I would like for you to, if you would don't mind, sharing one of your most powerful testimonies with the worldwide listening audience. I know that God has so many powerful testimonies in you that you could share with us, but at this time we would ask that you would please share at least one powerful testimony with the worldwide listening audience at this time.
Thank you, Brother Brown. I'm so happy, first of all, to do this interview and to know and to be happy to know that somebody is being blessed through the music that I've done down through the years. And I thank God today that one of the testimonies that I have, I had breast cancer, and God healed me of that breast cancer in 1990. And I thank God today because I know him as a healer and mm-hmm. a savior and one that can do anything but fail. And I thank God because the doctors was astonished at what happened to me. And actually they seemed to think that it couldn't be done. But I know that there is a God that's stronger and powerful and mightier than any doctor. And so today, when I say, God, heal me, I'm so thankful and I'm so grateful. That's not the only healing that he's done in my life, but I think that's one of the most powerful, because people today, when you mention the word cancer, they right away they become fearful, and they don't look at the fact that God can heal it. They look at the fact that they're not going to be around long, that they're going to die. But I thank God today that he healed me and gave me a chance to continue to minister his word and in song, and also minister it in the word. So I'm just grateful today, because God is a healer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I can testify to that myself, because I, too, was at death's door 19 years ago. But by the grace of God, I, too, am still here, giving God glory and praise. And I just want you to know, Ms. Tessie Hill, for those who do not know Ms. Tessie Hill, I'm just going to give you one of her songs that really have carried me through a lot of my trials and tribulations. And that song is entitled, I Must Tell Jesus. We need to go back to the old landmark sometime and pull out them old hymns, because those hymns have brought a lot of Christians a mighty long way. And I'm a witness.
Absolutely.
Those hymns have really kept me.
Because you can
to
tell
this day,
him
those
when
hymns
you
are... Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean
you
to cut you off. Go ahead.
You can tell him. That's right. You can tell him when you can't tell anybody else. You can tell
yes,
him.
Ma'am.
And one thing
Amen.
About it I love about him, he already knows what you have need of. He already knows what you want. He already knows what you desire, even before you ask. But just to know that there's somebody that can do what you want them to do, and you don't have to go to any lengths, you don't have to pay any money, you just ask. And I
Amen.
Tell you, he'll come through for you.
Yes,
he will.
Yes, he will. Because he said the power of life and death is in the power of the tongue. So we must
yes,
speak those things. And in order to speak those things, you must know God's word. You must have God's word
That's
deeply
right.
rooted in you, in order, because sometimes
Absolutely.
You can't always go to your pastor or deacon of the church.
That's right.
Sometimes you got to know
that you got to know
God for yourself and call on
for
the name
yourself.
Of Jesus for yourself,
yes,
and he
right.
will come through. I'm a witness.
Yeah,
so
I recall,
at this time,
yes, I recorded a song. I just when you say I know him for yourself, I recorded
yes.
a song. I've got to know you for myself. So I
yes,
know that's a truth. That's true. That's true.
Yes, it is. Amen. Ms. Tessa Hill, do you mind at this time? I'm going to ask our people in the boardroom if they would play one of your songs, one of your most famous songs that I know surely that people will recognize when they hear this song entitled "He Keeps Doing Great Things for Me." If they could play
right.
a portion of that song, please, if you could put that on now, and then we would come back to Ms. Tessa Hill.
Oh,
Well, praise the Lord. Yes, I am a living witness. She's doing great things for me as well. Miss Tessie Hill, can I ask you a question pertaining to
this song?
How did you come about this particular song, "He Keeps Doing Great Things for Me"? Something had to happen in your life to make you come up with that title, because that is a powerful song.
Well, I didn't really come up with the title of it. My producer, Eddie Robinson, who was they had a memorial service for him today because he passed away, and he came up with the title of the song. But as we got into it, I began to produce little parts in there because I began to think about the thing that the Lord had done for me and just keep doing it. You know, sometimes things happen to people and it just happened for a while, but I can truly say that God keeps doing things for me, great things, day after day, day after day, night after night, month after month, and year after year. He keeps doing great things for me.
Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I am so grateful that he is doing great things for you. And I understand that you do have a new CD that has come out. Could you please share with the listeners the title of your new CD and how they can obtain copies of that?
Well, the new CD actually is not quite out yet. It is supposed to be with Motown, and I don't know what's the holdup, but the title of the new CD is Tessie Hill, Stepping Out on Faith. And I am a faith person, and I am a faith believer, and I do live by faith, because the Bible says the just shall live by his faith, and I live by faith. And so this particular title of the song happened. I was in the hospital, and I had an infected colon, and when I was in 26 days, and when I came out, this person contacted me and said, "I want to do a CD with you, a new one." And I said, "Well, that sounds good." And she said, "I heard that you were in the hospital, and I wrote the song. So I'm going to title the song Stepping Out on Faith, but that's not the name of the song." And so when I got to, was in the South at that time, and when I came to Detroit, we went into the studio and began working on the new CD. And so I'm just so grateful. I'm just so thankful that every song that I've done, whether it was 10 years ago or 5 years ago or even right now, all of the song God has given me to do, a song that not only helped me, they've helped others also. And I think that's one of the greatest things that can happen to an artist or a person that's living for God and that has a gift. If they're doing it and it's accomplishing somehow to help other people as well as yourself.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, because what you're doing is... Go ahead, Ms. Chester Hill. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're going to finish.
No, I was just going to say this producer was Sylvia Moy that worked for Motown, and so I'm hoping that the CD will be coming out real soon. I'm asking all of my listeners to just keep listening, keep watching, and soon it should be out.
Okay. Now, just in case if someone wanted to get in touch with you now, how would someone be able to reach you now in case that they have an event they would like you to be at? How would someone contact you?
They would contact me through my son, Elder Reginald Hill, and they also can contact me, and I'm in Redford, Michigan. I'm at 313-918-70. Let me do that again. 313-948-3077. I'm sorry. Sometimes that happens that you forget your own phone number, but that's it. And also my son's number, I don't have it handy right now, but you have it, and you can also include that number also.
Okay, will do. Okay, I will most definitely do that. Well, in the meantime, if our directors or people in the boardroom or screen room, if you could play another song by Ms. Tessie Hill while I gather her son's phone number so I can pass that information on to the listeners. If we could play something else by Miss Tessie Hill at this time. Forget where all your blessings come from. And the Lord tells us every good and perfect gift comes from above.
That's right.
Ms. Chester Hill, could you please give your listening audience how to reach you once again? Because I do have your son's phone number. I'm going to pass it on after you give them your number again, how they can reach you.
Okay, it's Tessie Hill, and it's 313-948-3077. I'm in Redford, Michigan.
Okay. And then also your son is Minister Reginald Hill, and his phone number is 313-544-5444. 3097. Again, this is the son of Miss Tiffy Hill, Minister Reginald Hill. If you can't reach her at her number, if you want to reach Miss Tiffy Hill, you can reach her through her son, Minister Reginald Hill. Again, his phone number is 313-544-3097. Miss Tiffy Hill, if you could please stay on the line, I'm going to open up the phone lines just in case if someone have questions or comments or feedback for you at this time, if you don't mind.
Yes, all right.
For those that would like to, those would like have feedback or comments for Miss Tiffy Hill, legendary gospel singer, one of a kind, you could please call this number, 661-449-9911. Once again, if you'd like to give feedback or have comments for Miss Tiffy Hill, legendary gospel singer, this is the number you need to call. You can do so by calling it now, 661-449-9911. Miss Hill, while we're waiting for someone to come on the line for you, is there anything else that you would like to share with our worldwide listening audience at this time?
Just that I'm pleased and I'm happy to have people that really love my music and enjoy it. I've had so many people to tell me that this particular song took me through, this particular song brought me over, this particular song I listened to and was healed through it. That's a blessing in itself, and it makes me feel so good because I think we must realize that only what we do for Christ will last, and we have to do those things that pertaining to Christ. And my fulfillment is that somebody will be saved, somebody will be delivered, and somebody will be set free. That's my aim in the gift that God has given me.
Well, praise the Lord. And, from what I listened to, how I listened to your song throughout the years, I know that you have bared much good fruit for the kingdom of God just through your songs. And I can just personally testify because, again, what your songs have done for me and how they have uplifted me. And so that's why I am so grateful to be able to have you on as a guest today. And my prayer for you is that the Lord will continue to bless you, that he will continue to strengthen you, continue to anoint you, because I'm sure he has more work for you to do. Because just as you forestated, and it is so clear that as each Christian should know by now, it's only what we do for Jesus Christ that is going to last, because we all are going to stand before God one day and give an account for every deed that was done in our bodies. And so, Ms. Tiffy Hill, I'm going to ask you, Director, do we have anyone on the line for Ms. Tiffy Hill at this time? Or now we're going to move forward.
Yes, my name is Sister Tammy. I'm from Gary, Indiana. Minister Hill, I'd just like to say thank you so much for coming on to Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters International Ministries tonight. And thank you, Brother Brown, as well, having on tonight, Prophetess Teresa. I thank you. But Minister Hill, we thank you so much for blessing us with your music. And as I am sometimes attacked in my body as well, thank you for your testimony tonight about the infection in the colon. It lets me know through just singing praises to our Lord Jesus can bring healing into our bodies.
Yes, it does.
I thank you for your testimony tonight so much and for your music. And we're looking forward to your next CD coming out and continuing more and more of your music. And I'd like to ask you, being that we have conferences every year, this will be our 8th conference this year, and hopefully it will most definitely probably be in the Detroit, Michigan area. Would you please come and delight us in song, if you're available?
We'll certainly try to do that, and you contact my son or myself,
Can I have your phone numbers again?
Yes, my phone number is 313-948-3077, and my son is,
her son is Minister Reginald Hill. His phone number is 313 area code 544-3097. That's Minister Reginald Hill, her son.
Okay, and I do thank you so much, and we will definitely be in contact with you for the conference. And God bless you so much Minister Hill, and keep doing great things as God keeps doing great things for you. God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. I love you.
I love you, too. Mwah.
Amen.
Thanks.
Praise the Lord. That is so wonderful. Is there anyone else that has questions or feedback or comments for Ms. Tessie Hill?
Hi, I'm Marlene from California. And your songs is so powerful, and it really touches so many lives. And every time I look back over my life and I say, oh, yes, it's so much better now. I can reminisce on how things were and where God has brought me to at this time. And, yes, that song says, don't forget to remember. I always remember where I came from, and I know how far I am going. And because of your songs, I can just truly say that it has blessed and touched my life, and I definitely am looking forward to hearing bigger and better things from you with your new CD and with your ministry.
Thank you, sweetheart. I love you, too, because that song that we just talked about, Don't Forget to Remember,
yeah.
Girl, he's blessing every day, and we got to remember where the blessing come from. It just don't just happen. You know, some people look at it and say, well, you know, this was going to happen to me anyway. No, it's God.
That's right.
All the good and perfect gifts come from him, and everything good comes from him. Sometimes we suffer some things that are not so pleasant, but, hey, just keep looking to God. He'll make it all right.
That's right. He definitely will.
Amen. So I enjoyed talking to you, sweetheart. I love you.
Love you, too.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is there anyone else in the room that would like to have comments or feedback from Mrs. Tessie Hill?
Madison.
Ms. Tessie Hill, I just want to say thank you
yes,
so much. I really am so delighted, and I'm sure my director and everyone who has listened to you on today have been blessed by you being on the show on today. And our prayer for you is, as the young lady just said, that the Lord will keep on doing great things for you, because we know those who
you.
Have been blessed by Go ahead, Ms. Hill.
I appreciate you so much, Mr. Brown, and for having this interview and to allowing me to speak. And I thank you for giving others a chance to talk to me. And I thank you also for this being something that's going to go over real big, and it's going to open some more doors for me. It's going to make some more ways for me, and I thank you so much.
Amen. We're declaring it, decreeing it, and we're touching and agreeing with you that it is so in Jesus' name.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Until the next time we get together, we do look forward to having you on again as a guest. And we do thank you for your time on today, and continue to walk up the King's Highway. And when we all get to heaven, we're going to stand and we're going to shout the victory. And we all going to just give God praise and glory, because we know that he is keep on doing great things through you and through us. And we know that only what we do for Christ is going to last. So we just thank you again, Ms. Tessie Hill, for being my guest on today. God bless you. Love you.
Love you, too.
Brother Brown.
Yes.
Brother Brown, before she leaves.
Ms. Tessie Hill?
I'm here.
Okay, don't hang up yet.
Yes, we would just like to pray a prayer of agreement over her new CD. And we ask everyone on the line to just be in agreement with us as God is releasing a new CD, and she's singing to the glory of God. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus, Father, that you cover her, you keep her, God.
Yes, Lord.
You keep her family, Lord God, even as she minister your word to your people who are called by your name. Father, we ask you right now that you expedite any delay with this CD. We just decree and declare that it shall come forth. And when it comes forth, that it will come forth with power in the name of Jesus,
Lord.
Father. You be the vessel that speak through this CD, Lord God. Even as the woman of God opened up her mouth, Lord God, Father, we ask you right now to cause souls to come to you, Lord God. Even, Father God, as she cry out, God, that there will be something that happened in the earth realm that has been released from the heavenlies in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
So, Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, that there will be no backlashes, no retaliation in the name of
Lord.
Jesus for the woman of God. Release releasing your word to your people in the name of Jesus. We pray. We just decree long life over her. We decree safety over her and her family. And we thank you, Father, that this CD, Lord God, will penetrate the heavens and the earth, God. And people will cry out for you, God, in the name of Jesus, because of her obedience to your word. And we just right now release a fresh anointing on her, fresh fire in the name of Jesus. We just agree that it is so in the name of Jesus. And we cover her fresh with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, God, for this gift that you've given your people, God. Keep her safe, Lord, and keep her mind stayed on you. In Jesus' holy name we pray.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Glory
amen.
Praise
the Lord.
God.
Amen.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God
bless
you.
We love you.
Thank you so much.
We love you, too.
Love you. God bless you.
Love you. Yes, sir.
Love you, too. Well, praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to go to another music break before we come on. Oh, by the way, I do want you all to know that my next guest, get ready for my next guest, because as I had told you all before, she was going to come on at a different date, but we had to change her schedule around. And lo and behold, our very first Christian comedian will be coming up very shortly on today's show. So get your seatbelts ready, and we're going to laugh in Jesus on today. We're going to laugh and have fun in the Lord on today. And so as we listen to this next song, our next guest will be coming up, and that is none other than a.k.a. Sister Ketchup. She is our first Christian comedian who will be coming up next after this next selection. Thank you. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, 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 yes. If you all are saved in Jesus' name and if you've been through anything, you too know that he keeps doing great things for us. We're talking about Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. I understand that my next guest is on the line. And right before I have her come on, I'd like to make this quick announcement. And this is for those who would like to sow into Kingdom Builders Ministries. There are three different ways that you can sow into Kingdom Builders Ministries. The first one is you can sow by mailing your donations to 12346 Elmdale Street. That is E-L-M-D-A-L-E Street. 12346 Elmdale Street. That's in Detroit, Michigan. Zip code is 48213. Or you can go to www.kingdombuilderplaza.com. Builders do not have an S on the end of it, so that would be www.kingdombuilderplaza.com. Then you can go through PayPal at kingdombuilderinternational@gmail.com. Once again, you can go also through PayPal at kingdombuilderinternational.com. kingdombuildersinternational@gmail.com. Those are the three different ways that you can sow into Kingdom Builders International Ministries. Well, at this time, I once again like to welcome my next guest. I'm very excited to have her on. She is the very first Christian comedian that we have scheduled for our show, and we will have future Christian comedians, but I'm just grateful and delighted that she has chosen to come on to be with us on today. So we have none other than Sister A.K.A. Ketchup on the line. Sister Ketchup, praise the Lord. God bless you. How are you today?
How you doing, Brad, baby?
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sister Ketchup, I know you're getting into your form already, but if you could, before you go into your comedian aspect of the show, as I would say, as I always ask all of our guests, if you could please share with the worldwide listening audience, I'm sure that God has done so many different things for you in your life, and you have a lot of different powerful testimonies. But at this time, we would like for you to share one powerful testimony with the worldwide listening audience at this time.
Hi, everyone. My name is Monique Foster. I am the writer, director, producer of Sister Ketchup. I do portray this character that God has given to me about 9 years ago. So my testimony is related to our experience of trauma in 2012 related to a family. It was a family trauma, and it felt like death. But God helped me through it. He helped my daughter. He helped my family. He just helped us, and he sent people, my pastor, first lady, and our church family, and even close friends and family that prayed for us. I had given up on comedy. I couldn't think. I couldn't deal with it. It's like God just took me to the side and said, hey, I'm going to deal with you one-on-one, and I need you to focus on me right now. Don't worry about comedy. Don't worry about all this other stuff, the bills or anything. And so
Sister Monique, can I interrupt you for a second, Sister Monique? Could you please check your phone and make sure it's not on? Is your phone on speaker?
No. I'm on
it's
my
not on speaker? You're on Bluetooth?
No,
okay, we're getting some feedback. Okay, I'm getting some feedback, a little bit of feedback. So, well, go ahead with your testimony.
Okay, 1 minute.
Can you hear me now better?
Yes, that's better. That is a lot better. Thank you.
Okay, I turned the Bluetooth off.
Okay,
and
okay,
I wanted to say that I was, I was given the opportunity to come back to comedy just actually this year. I had been thinking about it, but I had stored all my stuff away and just didn't want to do it anymore. I had dealt with finances, financial difficulties from all of last year, basically, and I was being tested. And I just kept praying, and I would hear from God all the time. And every prayer that I prayed, God answered. He was always on time, no matter, where I fell short at in my finances, he always worked out things for me and my family, me and my daughter. And, even when it came to the point where my daughter going off to college, it was just a rough 2 years. It's almost been 2 years now. And I'm just forever grateful. I just kept repeating to myself that I have more lack. I mean, I have more than enough, no lack. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. There's no weapon formed against me. I just kept, repeating to myself scripture. And so the more I did it, it just let me know I gave my faith an assignment. And I just trust God. And in all things, we ought to trust him. And I just keep praying over and over. And so one dear friend of mine, talked to me and would just, it's a couple of us, but three of them. Told me about, going back into comedy, and I didn't want to do it. I said, well, okay, if God want me to do comedy, he'll make it happen. And I never worried about it, anything. I was just determined. I just wasn't going back on stage. I wasn't going to do nothing. And so God opened the door. He called a young lady from the post office, called my sister, who doesn't even work for the post office anymore, and requested Sister Ketchup. And that wasn't the life of God because I don't know this lady that well. My sister does. She had to contact my sister to get me. And then that was back in March. And I performed for them for A+ back in April. And then the same thing happened. You know, he just every month since April, I've been performing again. That's just to catch up. But I've been performing doing comedy since September 2005. And it's been good. I like it. I like making people laugh. Even though we as people go through our own hell, but he gives us talents. And in those talents, he helps us to show people the way through our talents. He will give you an anointing. If you, your talent is real, you have an anointing to affect so many people. And that's what I believe the God one has as one of my talents is comedy and making people laugh in an old-fashioned Carol Burnett way, Lucille Ball, you know, those types of comedians, Jerry Lewis. I like Martin Lawrence, Steve Harvey. I love all the comedians that's out here. I have so many different ones that I like that I can't say, but I love them all. And I watch TV a lot, pray a lot, but I watch TV to mimic some things, to, you know, twist some things around and see how can I do it as Sister Ketchup. Sister Ketchup, she was developed through, because of the fact that she's one of those women that, in fact, she's a bunch of women that that I created from. She reminded me of women that whooped our butts in church, per se. You know, when we were disciplined in church, and she's just one of them women that just doesn't play. And she's a bag lady from the city of Detroit, the baddest bag lady, who got a partner in crime named Jiggy B, you know, and they do their thing, you know, and it's just comical because it's something that you don't see. But me and my producers, we're introducing her back to society, you know, the old school way. And I think that would be, you know, in a classic way, like, you know, Lucille Ball and, you know, Carol Burnett style. And so, but in a Christian way. So it's clean, it's funny. Her drive-bys are how you going. And what I'm about to do tonight is I hope it, you know, it reaches somebody and make you think about what's going on in our churches and, you know, different things. And Sister Ketchup's mind, right? So.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Well, see, you know what? That is a powerful testimony because, like you just said, and that's why I'm so glad that the Lord has opened a way for me to have Christian comedians on this show, because yeah, there is the way God can touch people in so many different ways, and people do need to laugh because of the world economy situation and what's going around in the world and different churches these days. People are really taking their eyes off the Word and taking their eyes off of Jesus and looking at people. But even through comedy, I'm sure that God has a way of refocusing our attention back on Him through comedy. And so I'm grateful that you have availed yourself to be our very first Christian comedian on today. So at this time, worldwide listening audience, I'm going to turn the mic over to AKA Sister Ketchup, which is Monique Foster, and we're going to just let her turn loose and let the Lord have his way with her. So, Sister Ketchup, right now the mic is all yours.
All right. Okay, now you guys hear my voice. My name is Monique Foster again, and so I'm going to go into character so you won't be confused. All right. Lord have mercy, praise the Lord. Sister Ketchup is in the house. Lord have mercy. You know, for the love of cranberry sauce, can somebody please find my wig on I-94? For those of you who don't know what I-94 is, I-94 is a freeway in Detroit. It runs through Chicago and different cities and whatnot. Well, what had happened was I happened to lose my wig on I-94. That's what happened. I was walking Green Mile and whatnot, minding my own business. And what happened was that wig flew off between the streets of Van Nuys and Woodward exits, I think. And you know, and whatnot, I got a hell of a lot of that wig too for about 5-6 years now. And ain't nobody found my wig. I would appreciate you finding it. I'm going to tell you what it looks like. It's a Chaka Khan tumbleweed. It got it's real nappy and whatnot, lightning strikes to it and lightning bolts and all kinds of stuff. It's the baddest weed you ever want to see. It charges up my battery all the time. Praise the Lord. So if you've seen it, let me know. And you know what? If you know what the nice precinct is up there on Grassy and whatnot, go on up there and report it and let them know the situation is missing or in there to the founder and whatnot, Well, I'm just going to introduce to y'all a little few church announcements that I'm you know, really too much careful, you know, because what happened is you touch announcements at the work time, whether, you know, church services. And I didn't understand why the pastors are getting rid of. But you know what? There's some things that need to be brought to attention for all the auxiliaries and whatnot, Kendall. So come on, go down this road with sister and understand where she comes from. Praise the Lord. Deacons, the church is asking that you drink some energy drink to speed up your devotional songs, prayers, and testimonies. The congregation don't need to go to sleep before offering. Ain't nothing like a cheerful giver. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, make it plain. Hallelujah. Ooh, praise the Lord. Is my help. Prayer, tabernacle, ghetto, Baptist, Pentecostal, apostolic, spiritual, deliverance, forgiving, cultic outreach, church is asking that all the mamas, please stop from the seat. Please whoop your kids during church services. You had the pastor's permission to take off your wig, to swing your belts, to use extension cords, and you know what? The good old-fashioned way to throw that shoe. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what? Them butt whoopings did me some good when I was younger. And see, the same butt whooping is good enough for me, it's good enough for you. Praise the Lord. You know what? I came up light skin a many times, and I'm just dark as anything. Yes, Lord, have mercy. Tell your neighbor, make it plain. Hallelujah. If you is a CME Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter member, the church is asking those members to pay a stimulus fee that your kids don't have to fight in the alley and throw the boots in them house. I'm just saying, though, you're taking a risk when you're parking your car at the church. And ain't no valet parking, you know, when I can, especially in the hood. I'm just saying, tell your neighbor, make it plain. Praise the Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Woo! Lord, have mercy. The church is asking if you ain't staying for the afternoon services, please do not take Scooby Snacks. Pookie in them, no doggy bags, no trick-or-treat bags, all the devil out of the church house. Will a man rob God? He sure will. You know, the other day I robbed the Lord. Yeah, I had those bottles and cans and whatnot. You know, I could have just went on and cashed them at Kroger and just turned them on into the church house. You know, the church got lights and gas bills. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, make it plain. Hallelujah. The nurses and the ushers is asking if you know you are going to shout. Please remove all wigs, 27 pieces, 14 pieces, Remy, Indian, Brazilian, Jenny, and what's this one? Ponytail, Jenny Ponytail, Jazzy Waterhead, all of the above from your hair. I'm just saying, if you're going to shout, just be free with it. You know, just take it off real quick and don't put it in the bag, throw it on the floor. You know, stomp on it if you have to. You know, you can't pray to the Lord. What you worried about? Why? Woof. Lord have mercy, tell the Lord. Woof. Hallelujah. I feel my help. Tell your neighbor, make it plain. Hallelujah. If you have children that attend the children's church every Sunday, parents, please know this. We have butt whooping permission slips available for you after the benediction. In fact, Sunday is tomorrow. So if you want to, you know, stop by the pastor's office and get one of those butt whooping seminar permission slips and whatnot, we're going to have a seminar on that and show these, you know, the daycare people, how to, you know, take care of the children in the church. You know, good members in the church don't want you to, you know, chastise their children. So that needs to be handled because, you know, it's going to be a couple of them kids that they're going to end up in the front row on fire in trouble. I ain't got time for that. Lord, have mercy. Tell your neighbor, make it plain. Hallelujah. Ooh, I feel my help. First ladies, the church is asking that you cut back on wearing them big lampshade hats that wear you a 27-piece. Now we can see the pastor walk the pews. I'm just saying, though, now what my point I'm making is, you know them big old hats, we can't see our pastor walking the pews and wear that can on, and they be so big, you got to stand up and praise the Lord. Well, you need to stand up and praise the Lord anyway. Why? You got to stand up and praise the Lord because her hat ain't wet. Well, I'm going to just say this. My first lady and pastor, yes, Lord, have mercy, in Detroit. She is the baddest first lady in the city of Detroit. She be wearing some child hats. Them hats got State Farm, Allstate, Farmers. They got all that good insurance on them. Some child hats like that. Them right there ain't no lampshade hat, though. They shine, though. I'm just saying, don't pray the Lord. Tell your neighbor to make it plain. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. Yes, Lord. The pastor is asking all auxiliaries to pay their assessments toward our new metal detector. Yep, that's what happened. Mm-hmm. There are thieves in the temple. It sure is. Uh-huh. So now we got Coke Checking Express like we had the airport. You know, I think that's a shame. You know, but this is the days it is. They're robbing people at the gas station. You know, they're doing things, so they come to church. But you know what the enemy is, a liar. Don't Lord Jesus, hallelujah. You know, we do need the metal detector and whatnot. But, you know, me and my homegirl, we can build those metal detectors for the churches and whatnot. So that's my shaggy right there. Uh-huh. So we'll hook a church up and whatnot. Can't don't tell your neighbor, make a claim. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord. The pastor is asking that we not hug nobody if they ain't been in church in 3 months. The women don't need no mammogram. Don't nobody want the West Nile virus or meningitis. And we want to stop a Jerry Springer episode between the baby mama's baby daddy's spooky day. They say, and Ray Ray and them. I'm just saying, though, that did come from Bushika with her ghetto self. I'm just saying, but that do make sense. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bushika. Uh-huh. Tell your neighbor, make a claim. Praise the Lord. The Sunday school tenant wants you all to know that if you don't know what the red writing in the Bible means, know that it just is Jesus speaking. Not no Kool-Aid, somebody done wasted. You know what? We got some evil people on this world. Lord have mercy. I don't know what to say about folks, but, you know, get in the Word and understand that when the red is in the Bible, that's Jesus talking. Not your homeboy's Kool-Aid or wine. You know, Jesus did walk on water, didn't he? And you tell water into wine or something like that. He did. Oh, I'm going to have that part right. Praise the Lord. Oof, praise the Lord till you never make the plan. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, have mercy. Oof, you know, one day she's going to want to start her own church. You know what? I'm going to call it Touching It On With You. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to get that one together sometime later. Uh-huh. Now, this last announcement, this going to go to the unmarried women. Now, y'all might be a little offended, but I don't care because I'm old. I ain't got time to be fooling with y'all. Here you go. Lastly, unmarried women, the church is asking that you please keep the doors of the church closed. Don't let no new members in. Want no liberals walk out. You know what I'm talking about. You know what? You not need to give these men a reason to look at you. And you ain't got to show all your mercy and grace and your hallelujah. You just cover up. And you ain't got to be Kojic style, but just cover up like a classy lady. And, you know, everything could be all right. Well, I'm just saying, don't praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, have mercy. Anybody ever heard about, you know, those unemployed superheroes? You know, there are some. I'm just going to tell you, you know, we're not the only ones on the board. You know, you can see by how they got to put Superman and Batman against one another. I think somewhere in there, you know, somebody was unemployed for a while. Yes, I think so. Everybody's been unemployed, but even superhero. Yeah, Superman and Batman, you know, they keep still. You got to pick them up. They got to pick them up at the cleaners. What's going on with that? You know, they can't even work. Oh, the world, Lord have mercy. Jesus, tell your neighbor, make that plan. Lord have mercy. You know what? And we're not can. Uh-huh. Spider-Man family, and, you know, he got a family. See, Spider-Man family or Spider is mad at him because they can't get paid. You know, they help him fly. You know, they do the web fly. That web that come out of his hand and help him fly all over the city to help mankind and all that. Mm-hmm. I think Spider is on strike. What you think? Mm-hmm. They feel they're unfaith. Yes, Lord, that's my theory on that. You know, I'm an old one, y'all. I don't understand something. But, you know, God is good because he blessed Spider-Man with a job at the post office and a letter carrier, didn't he? Praise the Lord. And then, you know what? They slipped one in on us. Captain America ended up being his supervisor and whatnot. Can't know what that all about. Yeah, I think it's a color thing, if you ask me. And I ain't talking about racism. I'm talking about that red, white, and blue. Praise the Lord. Ooh, tell your neighbor, make it plain. Hallelujah. And you know what else? My favorite superhero, her name is Wonder Woman. Uh-huh. This girl got nerve to get arrested for indecent exposure. What's that all about? You know what? And then her and some cowboy end up in court together because the cowboy is jealous of her Wonder Woman world and, you know, that rope she used and stuff and catch the bad guys with. Yeah, the cowboy come riding through there, so he won't take and sue her and all that stuff, but I don't think that went real for him, you know, and whatnot, can on. Uh-huh. So now her life's out at her house and stuff, you know, because she can use up all the energy to jumpstart her, you know, her power wrist man and all that stuff. Y'all just saying, don't praise the Lord. Help, Lord, help. Wonder Woman. Uh-huh. Ooh, praise the Lord. Tell him never make that man. Uh-huh. Superman done gained so much weight. Ooh, that him and Fat Albert are best friends. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad, you know, people that is overweight need love too. you don't talk about them, help them and pray with them. I hope they pray. Lord have mercy. Whew. And you know what? It's a definitely that he can't fly nowhere. So we know that his kryptonite is food. Yep. That's what it is. He just don't know it yet. Yep. Oh, that's what happens. Yep. So all is. And you know what? My favorite one, the Hulk. Praise the Lord. Well, the only thing we know I had to pray for him. Uh-huh. The Hulk is an angry management plan. Yes, he is. It's going to look like a training when it get released, though. If they release him early, it's going to look like a training return. It ain't going to go well at all for nobody. Ooh-wee. So we're going to pray for people that's in angry management. Ooh, that's a liability to the kingdom, ain't it? You can't walk around upset. Get to give. Ooh, that man upset. Yeah. Hallelujah. I feel my help right now. Lord have mercy, Jesus. The other day, I called Robin. That man's crying and crying over at the gas station doing the stanking leg. Yes, I did. Lord have mercy. He's over there dancing with that she had and her sea monster. That girl is ghetto than a mud. She's ghetto than Bushika. I don't know what's happening in this world today. But you know what's amazing to me? Yep, that's what happened. That Fantastic Four. Uh-huh, they all work at the Coney Island. Yep, I seen them. Let me tell you what I saw. Invisible, this is an invisible girl. Yeah, she still steps because, you know, she can do that trick when she invisible. Oh, she disappear and steal your money. I wish I had that trick. Lord have mercy. Yeah, I give me a whole lot of money. You didn't hear that from me. You just heard that other side of me. Yeah, uh-huh. Praise the Lord. The human torch. Woo! I know by him. Now, you know what, for what I can see, I think he's a good cook. He a good cook. He cooked some hot dogs and whatnot. And I tell him to burn them, and he do just fine. He do better than the grill. Praise the Lord. Uh-huh. And the thing, ooh, he mad because he got to stand outside of the Coney Island. You know how those people at the Liberty Tax place got to dance and do the robot and everything and get people customers and that? Well, he got to do the same thing outside of Coney Island. Uh-huh. He got to have his sign out there for everybody to see him. Uh-huh. He ain't doing no valet parking. He doing a robot, though. He get no customers in there, praise the Lord. And Scratch, he's doing his fresh valet parking, though, but he's doing that because he's doing that so he can exchange for your EBT card and all that. Praise the Lord Jesus, have mercy. Uh-huh. And that old evil cat woman, oh, I'm so well, I'm not taking that back. I'm not going to say I wanted this to happen to her. But sometimes when you steal and do things, you know, you reap what you sow. Praise the Lord. Catwoman is collecting workers' comp because she fell off of one of those buildings trying to burglarize, you know, the place and wouldn't steal all the jewelry and whatnot. Now she walking around. You know what? I'm just going to say this. Now, was that worth of Nate Brace? I'm just saying, though. Is that right? Praise the Lord, have mercy, Jesus. You know what? I saw the most amazing thing happen today. And you know, me and my grandbaby, we was talking about it. And I'm just going to leave y'all with this last one here. Oh, you know what? Let's just let the dead rest. Is Michael Jackson, is he still alive? I wish they leave him alone because he did make a song about that. Him and his sister make a song about that. Leaving him alone, Lord have mercy. I don't understand that he let that man rest. You know, they had this on the, they had him dancing on the one of those music awards or whatever that was. I don't know how to say it, but I call it a Halloween grammar. I don't know what day these are. And then the day I saw, you know what bothers me the most? When the avalanche be speeding up the street, flying with their lights flash, and then they get to the light and slow down. All they were trying to do was get through the light, and no emergency nowhere. I'm just upset. You know what I'm gonna do next time? I'm gonna throw a rock. I'm gonna throw a rock at him, and I'm gonna make it a real avalanche for him. You're moving on, slow all them people's way, and they ain't even going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they was going to get, you know, maybe they was just moving slow, you know, I guess, you know, to bring a person back like they did Michael Jackson. I just don't understand, you know, what they did. Uh-huh. Praise the Lord. I just want to leave with people, you know what? If you got a dream, you know, go forward with the dream. You know, if people want to talk about you or not, don't talk about them back. Don't be like, she's skeptical. I ain't got all the senses all the time. That's why people's always praying for me and whatnot, you know. Uh-huh. But, Grandbaby Monique, I'm going to turn this back all over to you so you can finish talking to Mr. Brown. I'm tired now. I got to go fix my wig for church in the morning, whatnot, and get on the Green Mile in the morning, and you know whatnot, and go out there and look for my old wig on night. So, people, I want to just tell God, thank God for you. You know, I thank you for hearing me, for letting me vent and everything. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, Lord, I did it. Moni, you can pick up now. Yes, that was Sister Ketchup. Thank y'all for listening to her. She is crazy. That's 500 grand. I got to give it to her. I'm going to have to go and go get her. She bugged me to get on this radio station. She is too funny. I'm going to have to go get her. So I got to go over here and help her out, y'all. So I got to go. But before I go, Brother Brown, we done.
Well, praise the Lord, Sister Ketchup. A.K.A. Sister Ketchup. Yeah! Praise the Lord. Beautiful. Wonderfully done.
Wow.
God bless you. Sister Ketchup, could you please share with the worldwide listening audience how someone can get in touch with you if they wanted you to come to their church or to do a function? How would someone reach you?
You guys can go to www.sister, S-I-S-T-A, Ketchup, K-E-T-C-H-U-P, .com. The sisterketchup.com. And I have a lot of, I have some videos on there. We're doing the church announcements. It's a YouTube flick. So you can either catch on YouTube or on that website. You can also go to her from my website, Facebook. Choose to use the website to do this, or you can do this on up on your own Facebook and just type in Sister Ketchup. Instagram, you can type in at Black Carol Burnett. Twitter, Sister Ketchup at MN. M is in Mary, N is in Nancy, Q is in Queen, F is in Frank, S is in Sam, T is in Tom, R is in Rita, Sister Ketchup at Monique Foster, basically, and it's just a shorthand. And we just prefer that you guys contact me through the website to get some activity on the website. And I check my emails every day. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, talking to family and church members and fans and different ones. And, hey, if you want to contact me, catch with us. A couple ways to do it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, you've been such a blessing to the listening audience on today, and I'm sure we're going to have you back on again. I'm going to ask Sister Ketchup, Monique Foster, if you could stay on the line for a second. We're going to do a real quick, short music break, just in case we have someone that may want to have questions for you. Could you please stay on the line for a second, and we're going to go to a real short music break.
Okay.
Because of
because of who you are. That's why we give your name praise, glory, honor, and praise, because of who you are, Heavenly Father, to us. So, Reddit, this time I'm going to ask if we can open up the prayer line. I mean, I'm sorry, not the prayer lines. I apologize. Those lines are always open, too. But I'm going to ask that we open up the line for anyone that may have questions or comments or feedback for AKA Sister Ketchup, Miss Monique Foster, our very first Christian comedian. If you enjoyed her, if you would like to have comments or feedback for her, this is the number you need to dial now, and that number is 661-449-9911. Once again, that number is 661-449-9911. And also for the listeners, if you would like to listen, go back and listen to AKA Sister Ketchup, Miss Monique Foster, our very first Christian comedian, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/KingdomBuildersInternational. I'm going to give you that information once again. For those that may want to go back and listen to our very first Christian comedian on today's show, and also Miss Tessie Hill, gospel legendary music singer, you can listen to both of them on from today's show by going to the website blogtalkradio.com/KingdomBuildersInternational. You can always pull them up and listen to them again, and also be able to reach them. I know how to reach them. Sister Monique, please give the listeners once again how they will be able to contact you, if you don't mind.
Yes, you can contact me through my website, www.sistaketchup.com. And on there you'll see, like Brother Brown said about my videos and different ways to contact me through Facebook. You can type in Sister Ketchup and Facebook, Instagram. I'm at Black Carol Burnett. Twitter, you can just go to Sister Ketchup at MNQFSTR, which is shorthand for Monique Foster.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you so much. Well, at this time, we're going to ask, is there anyone in the on the line that would like to have comments or have feedback to our very first Christian comedian? How do you feel about us having our very first comedian, Christian comedian, on the show? We'd like to have your feedback and comments. Is there anyone
Amen,
on the line?
Amen. To God. Glory be to God. This is Sister Tammy from Gary, Indiana. Sister Monique, thank you very much, very much. And you let Sister Ketchup know I heard her about that 27-piece I'm wearing one now. I done took that hat off. I got on 27-piece right now. And I just want to let when she do the church on wheels, let us have one in every city in America. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Pleasure to listen to you tonight. This is the first time I've heard a Christian comedian, and I really, really did enjoy you. I'm just saying, you just made it plain. And I just want to ask you, Sister Monique, if our upcoming conference, Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughter International Ministry Conference, our 8th-year conference will be coming up in April of 2015, would you please, please bring it to the stage for us? For us, our first time having a Christian comedian come to our conference, would you just please bring your talents, your gift God blessed you with, and just delight us with your presence at our conference?
Yeah.
Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I myself or someone from Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, Brother Brown, Prophetess Teresa, somebody will be in touch with you, my sister. Thank you. God bless you. And we just going to keep you lifted up. Glory be to God for you.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to have feedback or comments to Sister Ketchup? Praise the Lord. Is there anyone else? I'm trying to give you an opportunity. If you would like to speak to Sister Ketchup, a.k.a. Monique Foster. Sister Ketchup is her stage name. Monique Foster is her real name, our very first Christian comedian. We do look forward to having more Christian comedians on the show in the very near future, and we will most definitely have a.k.a. Sister Ketchup back on again. Sister Ketchup, at this time, we'd like to, myself and Kingdom Builders International Ministries, we would like to say thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be a guest on this show on today. And I'm sure you have touched the hearts of a lot of listeners worldwide on today. And we know that the Lord is going to do great things for you. The best is still yet to come. So just keep on doing what you do for God through your Christian comedian skits. And God can still use you to save souls. And that's what it's really all about, that people will see Jesus Christ in all that you do, that he will get the glory. So we just thank you for being a guest on our show today. And may God continue to bless and use you for his glory.
Amen. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. We will definitely be in touch with you again. Thank you. God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. We're going to do a short music break, and then we're going to go into our Bible lesson on today, which, again, is entitled Walk in Love and Forgiveness. That's the title for our Bible lesson after we come back from this short music break. God is good, and he is good to us all the time. Even though we know we are not worthy, I can really truly speak for myself. And I do know that I am not worthy. I don't deserve it. But I am so grateful that in spite of myself, God still chooses to anoint me and bless me to be one of his servants and vessels in the earth. And so, and I know that I am not the only one. So at this time, I just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father, for using me any way that you see fit, whereby you will get the glory, because as we said earlier, we know that it's only what we do for Jesus Christ that is going to last. So as we get ready to go into our Bible lesson on today, we're going to go to God in prayer, as we always do before we go into our Bible lesson. Once again, the Bible lesson subject for today is walk in love and forgiveness. And I'm going to do something a little different here with this Bible lesson today. I'm going to ask for your participation, the worldwide listeners. I need you to get this in your spirit. We're going to get this in our spirits together as we go forward with this Bible lesson on today. And you will see change if you really sincerely go along with me in the Word of God, because he said we should do everything decently and in order. So we're going to touch and agree with this lesson on today, that we all walk in love and forgiveness, because we know that God is love. And in order for us to approach God and ask him for anything, we must first seek him and ask him to forgive us of all of our sins and forgiveness. Now, but he will not do that unless we have forgiven others, because the Word of God do tells us that we must forgive in order to be forgiven by our Heavenly Father. So at this time, I'm going to ask if you would go to God in prayer with me before we go over into our Bible lesson on today. Once again, Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name we come to give your name praise, glory, and honor. And Heavenly Father, we thank you again for who and all that you are. We can never come to you, and we can never thank you enough, Heavenly Father, for all that you have already done for us. Heavenly Father, through it all, we are still here. And, oh God, we thank you that we do not look like what we have been through. We know that it's only because of your grace, your mercy, that we are still here. Oh God, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that you would forgive each one of us of all of our sins and our transgressions. continue to blot out all of our iniquities in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the guest that was on this show today. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless them, continue to grant them your favor and the favor of mankind upon their work, Heavenly Father, in the marketplace, that as they continue to work to draw souls to the kingdom, be good vessels and good servants, Heavenly Father, that they will continue to be assets to the kingdom of God, that you continue to bless them, their families, their churches, their pastors, wherever they affiliated, Heavenly Father, where they serve in the ministry, Heavenly Father, continue to bless them. And every place that their feet touch upon, that it will be blessed according to your word. And we just give your name praise today, Heavenly Father, that we know that as your word goes forth, Heavenly Father, on today, that somebody is going to receive your word. And we know that your word tells us that no man can come to you, Heavenly Father, unless you draw them. You know, so, Heavenly Father, we ask that through this word on today that you would draw souls, that they will be saved in Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you would touch their hearts to the point where their spiritual blinders will be removed in the name of Jesus Christ, because we do know that Satan has blinded many, Heavenly Father, as to where they cannot receive and hear your word. So we ask that you remove their spiritual blinders for those, Heavenly Father, who want to know Jesus Christ and have a personal relationship with him, that they would confess the Lord Jesus Christ with their own mouth and ask him to come into their hearts so they can be saved in his name. And, oh God, we just give your name praise, glory, and honor in advance for what you're going to do for the upbuilding of your kingdom through soul saving on today. And, oh God, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come lifting up our president, not only President Obama and Vice President Biden, but world leaders, Heavenly Father, all over the land. We pray, Lord, that you would touch world leaders, Heavenly Father, they would show compassion, have compassion to the love that Jesus Christ displayed when he was here on earth. Heavenly Father, they would love mankind so much that, Heavenly Father, they would do what's right, that will be pleasing to you, Heavenly Father, that you alone would get the glory. So now, Lord, as we give it to go into your word, we ask that you would help us, that we may decrease, that you may increase in us. And, oh God, that you would be able to let your word come forth clearly and plainly, that we can understand clearly and plainly what you are saying to the church on today in the words of regarding forgiveness and love on today. Because we know that you have forgiven us through your son, Jesus Christ, who bled, suffered, and died on the cross, and he paid our sin debt through his blood at Calvary. So we thank you for that. And, oh God, we also know that he is love. Oh God, we know that he is compassion. He is compassionate towards us, even when we are not compassionate towards one another, and he forgives. And that's what we are praying, Heavenly Father, that you would teach us how to love and how to forgive through your word on today. And for this, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and honor, because we know that you are truly worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, and all of the people of God said, amen. Well, once again, as I forestated, we're going to do something a little different on today. And this lesson on today, I am going to request that the listeners would repeat after me. So we're going to go into this lesson repeating what God would have for us to say as individuals and then as a corporate body. And so that's where we know that the power of God is in the name of Jesus Christ, and we have that authority that we can go to God in prayer. We can touch and agree in Jesus' name that he is going to hear and honor our prayer. So as we go into this lesson on today, walk in love and forgiveness, I'm going to give you a few scriptures that you can go by. Then if you don't have your Bibles, you need to write these scriptures down, that they will lead you and show you how we can walk in love and forgiveness as Jesus walks in love and as he is love and as he forgives us daily. As Christians, we must know that as we walk in love and forgiveness and confess God's word for your life and claim it for your life, you will experience amazing power. Again, you will experience amazing power to bring it to fulfillment, and your prayers will avail much. God will work mightily through you. I said again, God will work mightily through you as long as we are walking in love and we are forgiving one another and we are confessing our sins to our Heavenly Father and Creator. Then we will be fulfilling a part of what God has asked for us to do as the saints of God and those who are in the body of Jesus Christ in today's, while we are living here in today's the land of the living on today. We are to be doers of God's word and not just hearers only. So as I'm going forth into these different scriptures, If you could, please repeat with me. I'm going to say it, and I'm going to ask you all, if you, better yet, if you could just listen very intensively as I read this and put this in your spirit, because this is a good example for each one of us, because we know that Jesus Christ is our perfect example of love and forgiveness. And so we know what Jesus Christ went through for us, even though he did not deserve it. He paid a price that he did not owe. He paid a price that we owed that we could not pay. And so we know that because he loved the Father so much that he wanted to please him, that he gave up his own life. He came down in the form of flesh, that he can be ridiculed and abused, and he can be brutalized and scandalized and lied upon and scandalized. And then at the point where he was a crown, a thorn was placed on his head, and he was given, when he asked for a drink, they gave him vinegar. And so he came down to fulfill a purpose that we who are saved in Jesus' name, we were sinners, but thank God by grace we're saved through faith, through Jesus Christ. So we see him as that perfect example that if he, when he was on the cross, and we know that he did this, as he was dying on the cross, his last words to the Heavenly Father was, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." Now, if Jesus Christ, who did this at Calvary, now if he did this, dying on the cross for our sins, why can't we, who are professing to be Christians, to be saints in these last and evil days, why is it so difficult? Why is it so hard for Christians to forgive one another? Why is it so hard for Christians to not love one another? Because we do know that God is love, and again, we cannot go to God in prayer and ask him to forgive us if we have not forgiven our brother or our sister. So as you listen to what the Lord has given to me for the worldwide listeners on today, listen very carefully, please. Jesus, as I first stated, is our perfect example of love. And if you could say with me as I say this, Father, I bless and pray for those who persecute me. I pray for those who are cruel to me in their attitudes toward me. Help me, Jesus, so that everywhere I go, I commit to plant seeds of love. I know that that these seeds will produce your love in the hearts of to whom they are given. Heavenly Father, I thank you that as I flow in your love and wisdom, people are being blessed by my life and ministry for your glory. Therefore, you make me to find favor, compassion, loving kindness with others, family, church members, neighbors, co-workers, even my enemies. Heavenly Father, I thank you that I am rooted deep in love and founded securely on love, knowing that you are on my side, and that nothing and no one, again, nothing and no one is able or will be able to separate me from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In order to walk in forgiveness, we must look at the book of Romans. If you could turn with me to the book of Romans, we were first dealing with love. Now we're talking about forgiveness, and then we're going to go back to dealing with love. But this scripture came to mind. If you would turn with me into the book of Romans, it would be the 12th chapter. If you could turn to Romans 12, the 12th chapter, we're going to look at verse number 10. Then we're going to go down to verse number 16 through 18. Again, well, that's a Romans 12, the chapter number 12. If you can go there. If you do not have your Bibles, if you can write that down, the different scriptures, you can write these down because you will need to refer to them later on. I do not want you to take my word for anything, think that I'm making up anything, because I do want you to be able to see it for yourself, because God is not a man that he should lie, and he is not the son of man that he should repent. So as we look at Romans 12, 10, and I just came to it, Romans 12 and 10, which says to us, it says, be kindly affectionate to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Verse number 11, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Listen, if you would go down to verse number 16 through 18, and verse number 16 says, be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condense to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Did you hear what God just said? Do you hear what he just said to us? He is telling us it don't matter what happened. It don't matter who did what. It don't matter who said what. As Christians, we are to live peaceably among one another. Because as we always say, and we know that this is the truth, that some people will never, ever step into the Lord's house, the church building, because we do know who are saved in Jesus' name, that we are the actual true church that Jesus Christ is coming back for when he returns. But we're talking about the actual church building now, where we go and, as Christians, you know, in our corporate body, where we praise and glorify God, and then we receive his word from the man of, or woman of God who have placed over us as our shepherds or sheep. We who are Christians, professing to be lovers of Jesus Christ, again, we must be very careful, because sometimes we are the only Bible that some people are ever going to read. And again, God is going to hold us accountable. If we cause anyone to falter, if we become a stumbling block because we have failed to love, because we failed to forgive, but yet we are steady going around preaching love and forgiveness, but we are not doing it ourselves. And so that's why we have to be very, very careful as those who are saved in Jesus' name, that we do not misrepresent Jesus Christ's love and forgiveness. Because, again, if we do not confess our sins and forgiveness and to one another, then when we have the audacity to get down on our knees and ask God to forgive us, no, that's not going to happen. You must go to your brother or your sister first and reconcile with them, get things right with them first. Then, with a clear conscience, you can go to God in prayer. And then he will hear and answer your prayer. So at this time, if you still have your Bibles open, and I pray that you do, if you would go over to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4, we're going to take a look at verse number 21. If you can, if you have your Bibles, again, I pray that you do. If you do not, if you will please write these scriptures down and do go back over them at a later date, because you will find them to be a blessing to you, as I have found them to be a blessing to me. Again, we're going to look at Ephesians chapter number 4. We're starting at verse number 21, and we're going to go down through verse number 31. So we're going to start at 21, and it says, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Number 23 says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, because that's where the battle always normally first takes place, is always in our minds. And so that's why he brings this up in verse number 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man's truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. I think I need to say that again. We are members of one another. So that is why, as Christians, we cannot go around, as we see in some churches, we always find at the end of service, or even sometimes during the service, where you find different cliques who going on in the church doing service. God is not in that. So if you're doing that and you are in a clique and you are talking against the children of God, or especially the man or woman of God who is your shepherd or who God has placed over you to minister his word to you and who is praying for your souls, you be very careful because this scripture lets us know right here in verse number 23. He's saying, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Because, again, just like God works through our mind, Satan does too. And so, and that's all he needs is a little leeway to get into your minds. And if you do not cast him out of your minds, cast him down imagination, if you do not cast him down immediately once he gets in there, he will throw you for a loop, and he will do everything in his power to help you to try to destroy the church and to destroy your man or woman of God or your brother and sister in Christ. So that is why it is so important that we know how to love as the Lord God loves, and we must forgive. And that's why, again, it says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Verse number 24 says, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. 25, wherefore putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Yes, so that lets us know that we do need each other. So why would you go around talking down your brother or sister in Christ whom you eventually are going to need? So that is why we cannot afford to go around being in cliques, because people who are not saved that are in the church, who are trying to become saved and looking for ways to become saved, if we are accusing each other and scandalizing each other's names in the Lord's house around people who are not saved, then believe it or not, they're not going to get saved if they continue to be around those who profess to be saved in Jesus' name, but yet they are walking into unforgiveness. They're not walking in love. They're walking in hate. They're walking in jealousy and deceit, and they are walking with hidden motives and agendas. God knows it all, and that's why that is why I am so grateful that God sees and he knows all. You might be able to fool mankind to a certain degree, but if a man or woman of God is really saved in Jesus' name, believe it or not, God will reveal through his Holy Spirit to his man or woman of God, you know, what is really going on around them. So that's why he said we must watch as well as pray. And if we look at verse number 26 in that same chapter of Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 26 says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. 28 says, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby we are sealed unto the day of redemption. Verse number 31 says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And I might as well just read number 32, which is the last verse. It says, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God forgave for Christ's sake has forgiven you. So that's what this lesson is talking about right there. Jesus Christ has forgiven us of all of our sins, just like we said earlier. His word tells us that all, not some, not a few, he said, but all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So I can't afford to go around criticizing you or talking about you or judging you or scandalizing your name. Because there's this one song that says that you sweep around your own front door. And if you take the time to sweep around your own front door, and if the Lord really deals with you according to his word, you know, while you're sweeping around your own front door, you'll be so busy trying to clean up your own house, you will not have time to be looking in other people's windows. You will not have time to be getting into your neighbor's business. You will not have time to be downgrading and belittling your pastor or your shepherd. So because you'll be so busy trying to get right with God for yourself, you will not have time, because that is a trick of the enemy. He wants you to get so focused onto what other people are doing and that you fail to do and be about your Heavenly Father's business. So as we know, this is so important to the Lord on today for Christians, that we as Christians who profess to love Jesus Christ and know him as our personal Lord and Savior, we have got to be the examples in the earth, because Jesus has gone away. He has risen, just like he said he would on the third day, with all power in heaven and earth in his hands. And he is, thank God, he is now sitting at the right hand of God, making intercession for the saints of God. So that is why he said greater works than we would do. And he would send his Holy Spirit when he ascended back to heaven, which he is now sitting at the right hand of God. He sent his Holy Spirit, which leads and guides and comforts us, so that we who are saved in Jesus' name, that we can do greater works. And we are to be examples of love and forgiveness, just like Jesus was when he was here in the flesh. So we will not have any excuse in that day of judgment, because if we in the Word and the Word is in us, then he's already told us how to love and how to forgive and why we must love and why we must forgive. So this is not just something that you have a choice that you can do it or not. This is a commandment. This is a commandment directly from God himself. I did not make this up. Your pastor did not make this up. This is directly from the Lord, that we love one another and that we forgive another. Now, if we look over into, we're still talking about forgiveness here. If you would look over into the book of St. Mark, we're going to look at the 11th chapter. The 11th chapter of St. Mark. We're going to look at verse number 25. Again, we're going to look at verse number 25, St. Mark chapter number 11. Verse number 25 says, "And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses." And then verse number 26 says, "But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses." Again, he says in verse number 26, and this is Jesus talking. This is Jesus himself talking to us, the Christians. "But if you do not forgive, guess what? Neither will your Heavenly Father, which is your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses." So that's what it goes. It goes back to what I just said. If you think you're going to pray and ask God to forgive you of your sins and transgressions, and you have not forgiven your brother or your sister in Christ, whom you say that you love and you see every day, and you have not forgiven them, then you might as well get up off your knees, because your prayer is not going to reach the ceiling. God said, go back to those individuals. Get it right with them first. Then you come to me. Then he will hear and answer your prayer. So, again, that is why it is so important that as Christians we ask God to help us with our knowing how to forgive and to love. And also, I would like to say this to you regarding our Heavenly Father. He says in his word, he says, your word, this is what I'm going to let you know, your word, Heavenly Father, and this is what you can also tell our Heavenly Father, because he don't mind when we send his word back to him, because this is what he says to us in his word. And his word tells, you can tell him this, your word, Heavenly Father, if you don't mind repeating this, listening audience, I'm saying this for myself. I need you to say this for yourself, for those who are saved in Jesus' name. Stand on God's word. Send his word back to him. Tell God, this is what your word, Heavenly Father, says and declares, that the love of God has been poured forth into mine, into our, those who are saved in Jesus' name, into our hearts by the Holy Ghost, who is given to us, which are the saints of God, that we may be filled and abound in the fruits of righteousness, which bring glory and honor unto you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Then also, if you would say this with me, listening audience, help us to purpose to walk in love, to seek peace among all men, to conduct ourselves as the children of the Most High God toward others in a manner that is pleasing to you. Help us, Heavenly Father, help us to repent of holding on to bad and negative feelings toward others. And only you can do that, Heavenly Father. Also, help us to bind ourselves to godly repentance and loose ourselves from all bitterness, resentment, envying, strife, and unkindness in any form. We ask it all in Jesus' name. So on today, it was a short lesson on today, but I hope that someone has been blessed by the lesson on today, which we were dealing with, love, walking in love, and forgiveness. And for those that we're going to give you a few scriptures pertaining to how to walk in love, again, if you would turn to the book of St. Matthew, if you would go to St. Matthew chapter 5, that's right behind Mark. You're going to go backwards. It's in your Bibles. If you have your Bibles, if you go backwards, you're still in the New Testament. We're going back to Matthew, and that's going to be the fifth verse, in the fifth chapter, 44th verse. Chapter 5, verse number 44, which says unto us, it says, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." And you know, the Lord already forewarned us as Christians that these things would happen. So don't act like you're shocked when these kinds of things happen to you, because they happen to Jesus, as we say, and we know that Jesus Christ is our perfect example. So they did it to him, and not only did they do it to Jesus Christ, they did it to the prophets who came after him. They did it to all those who were true followers of Jesus Christ. And as a follower of Jesus Christ and as a lover of Jesus Christ, even in today's time, the Word of God already lets us know that we are going to be persecuted, we're going to be lied on for Christ, as long as it's for Christ's sake. Make sure it's for the sake of the Word of God and not your own. Make sure it's for the Christ. Then he already lets us know that even though we're going to go through these persecutions and trials and tribulations, do know that we already have the victory. No matter what it looks like, know that you have the victory. When you love and when you forgive one another, know that you already have the victory, because, again, Jesus Christ is our perfect example, and look what he has done for us. He, not only did he die, but he has risen, and I am so glad that my soul is in his hands, not only my soul, but the souls of all those who have confessed with their own mouth the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior and has a personal relationship with him on today, even now. I am so grateful that Jesus Christ, as our perfect example, has taught us as Christians that we can and we must love and we must forgive in order to be pleasing to God, in order to know that in the last days when we stand before God and give an account, that we will be able to hear Jesus say unto us, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." That's what we want to hear, because we were doers of God's word, as we loved and as we forgave, just as Jesus did, and we were not just hearers only, but we are trying to be assets to the kingdom of God by showing love and showing forgiveness. And that is the only way that you're going to be a true asset to the kingdom of God, because if you're doing it any other way without love and forgiveness, then God is not going to honor that, because he has already given us the way through his word, through his son Jesus Christ, again, our perfect example, that if Jesus Christ can forgive after all what he went through for mankind, and thank God he did, then he is letting us know that there is nothing too hard for God. He will see you through. He will make a way of escape. If you just learn to lean and depend on Jesus and trust him, know that he will fight your battle, because he said, "No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper." and every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment shall be condemned. So know that God has your back, and because he says that greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world, and that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So it takes the love of God to be able to forgive and to love people. So just know that you can do this. It may not look like you can. The devil will, of course, have you in your mind that you cannot and you should not. But you, whose report are you going to believe on today? Are you going to believe our Heavenly Father, our Creator, who breathed his breath into us and we became living souls? Are you going to believe him, the one who died for us and made it possible for us to be saved, be reconciled back to our Heavenly Father and our Creator? Are you going to believe him or the father of lies, which is Satan, the enemy, the devourer, who comes to kill, steal, and destroy? That's what he does. That's what he comes for. But Jesus came that we might have life and life more abundantly. So that lets us know that we can forgive and we can love if we really want to. And again, the only way we can really truly do it, we must have the Lord Jesus Christ living in us. And then through his Holy Spirit, he will guide us and he will lead us and he will help us to learn and show us how to love and to forgive, even today. So my prayer today for those who have listened to this broadcast on today, my prayer is that something has been said through my guests or through this Bible lesson on today that has been a blessing to someone, that someone's faith has been strengthened, that someone has received more strength to run on to see what the end is going to be. And so at this time, I would like to say thank you once again to my worldwide listening audience for tuning in once again to the James Brown Show, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? Well, and I do pray that you will continue to pass the word on, that we now will be having Christian comedians on our show. And every now and then we will have a different comedian on the show. So just stay tuned because you never know when they're going to be on. And so pass the word on that this is something new that we're doing. And we know that God is able to do anything, and we know that there is nothing too hard for God, and he can draw souls to Jesus Christ to be saved, even through Christian comedians. So, again, we thank A.K.A. Sister Kitsup for being our very first Christian comedian on our show today. And to the worldwide listening audience, I thank you for tuning in. I love you, and it is my prayer that God be willing, and on the third Saturday, that you will tune in again. And please pass the word to your friends and neighbors, your coworkers, or the church members about this program, and watch God bless you as you be a blessing to this show. So we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. And until the next time, God bless you. Love you much. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come once again to give your name praise, glory, and honor. And oh God, as we give it and close out today's show, it's my prayer, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to be with each one who have tuned in to listen to this show on today, that you will continue to bless them, continue to give them the desires of their hearts. And, oh God, most of all, my prayer is, and not only just my prayer, but those of Kingdom Builders International and Kingdom Daughters International, is our prayer, Heavenly Father, that someone will be saved on today, because we know that it is your desire and it's our desire that no souls will be lost. But we do know your word has already forewarned us that hell has increased and enlarged itself, because we do know that, unfortunately, everyone is not going to accept your Son, Jesus Christ. But Heavenly Father, you know who's going to accept him, who is going to accept him. And we know that only those who accept Jesus Christ can come to him and be drawn to him by it, and it comes by you. And we know that they can only be saved through your Son, Jesus Christ. So we ask the Heavenly Father that you would touch and save souls even today, right now, because we know that there is nothing too hard for you. You know, God, we pray that you continue to have your way in the earth, Heavenly Father, that you would be glorified. Heavenly Father, we know that times are hard in man's eyes, but we know, again, that there's nothing too hard for you, and all we have to do is continue to look to the hills from which cometh our help, but we know that all of our help comes from you. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace, for your mercy. We thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves. Oh, God, we just ask that you continue to be with us, continue to bless each one of our pastors, our shepherds that leads and guides us through your word. Continue to bless them and anoint them anew, to be able to continue to pour out, as you pour into them, what you have for your people. And, oh, God, on this day, we give your name praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, because you are truly worthy to be praised, because we know that there is none like you. And, oh, God, we just say thank you, and we bless your name on today. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, love you. Until next time, Be blessed.
Come on, can y'all just rock with us?